Blog Talk Radio.
And a warm welcome to all of you from around the world. I'm Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, serving all creation through spiritual amplification and delving into ancient mystery school teachings for the modern mystic. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Shall we begin?
Welcome everybody, and what a magnificent day it is here on the Sunshine Coast of Australia. You should see it as I gaze outside. The wind is blowing, the rain has been pouring, and everything is soaked. The ocean is just, well, the passage is just sort of flowing really quite strongly. It's been an event of nature just in its finest form this morning. And it's got so much cooler as we've stepped further into the month of the period of autumn. So let us begin as we always begin, sending out the light, listening to the crystal singing bowl. And as we do that, just allow the sound of the bowl to pour through you, to let go of all that no longer serves. And all you have to do is just breathe, relax, breathe and relax. Then we'll send forth the light. We'll talk about what's happening today or on the weekend with the full moon lunar eclipse and the Easter blessing. We'll have a meditation. So just sit very comfortably. Allow your spine to strengthen. As a rod, a string, just pulling the top of your head upwards. Relax your jaw, relax your brow, relax your shoulders, just roll your shoulders backwards. Take three gentle deep breaths. And allow the sound of the bowl to just fall through you. That is specifically prepared for you. And as you sit upon the seat, you feel as if you are illumined with light. Your heart is open warm. Your mind is open warm. And you allow the light to pour through you. You see this great blessing, this blessing of love from the six-pointed Christ star pouring into the earth, into the soil of the earth. Into our food and crops. connect to the crystalline structures, the crystalline grids within the earth. And upon, we see this light pouring into the crystalline structures within the earth. You see and feel the light pouring into the animal kingdom, our animal brethren. Nature kingdom. And all humanity. You see this light pouring through the oceans, rivers, streams, ice sheets, and drinking waters of the earth. The animal, plant, and mineral kingdom within these waters. We hold them all very strongly in the light of the Christ star. We see this light pouring through the air, through the atmosphere, and through the thought forms within the air. Let the light shine. We connect a very deep level with the element of fire, the element of love and service. And we see the sun pouring into the earth, into the flame at the heart of the earth. And we hold anyone who is known to us personally, who is in need of help or healing. Silently we name them now and see them in the light of the stars. Now, I'm often asked about sending forth the light, and we're all very much aware that as we give, so we receive. But this beautiful blessing of sending forth the light was first shown over 18 years ago from a beautiful place called the White Eagle Lodge. Now, do look wherever you are in the world up for the white online for the White Eagle Lodge, because there is bound to be a group near you and lodges and centres all over the world. Three main ones in England, Australia and Germany, and Texas as the three temples, circular white temples. But it is a beautiful teaching and a beautiful blessing. And as we give, so we receive. this type of teaching, this type of sending forth the light has been used for centuries upon centuries upon centuries by those in ancient mystery schools for the upliftment of all creation. And it is a sacred and beautiful blessing to do each day, holding all in the light. So let's just have a little look at the astrological aspects of what's taking place. Now, since this, the last of the seven Pluto-Uranus squares, we've let go of so much. Now, I know everyone I've spoken to has been saying, oh, I've just changed so much, there's been so much happening, and it's great. Some are still a little bit caught up in what was or has been, but that's okay. By just acknowledging it and breathing it through and letting go of the grasp of something being hard or difficult just opens you up to a really wonderful way of being. But things have been falling away a lot more easily and effortlessly. Things just seem to be clearer. And any resistance to holding on, any resistance to letting go, all that stuff of holding on just seems to be diminishing. It just seems to be so much easier to let go these days. Now, a new sense of self has begun to emerge as a result of this powerful and raised square. It may have been occurring more within to the masses than externally. However, you may see very clearly in your world and in the outside world that so many more opportunities are opening up, that you're more fully on your soul's path. And for that, I salute you. As we begin to see and experience everything differently now, everything is different. There is not one person that can possibly still say that they are seeing in exactly the same way. There has been so much going on. This is why there has been so much turmoil, because people who are used to thinking and living in one particular way have been shaken up and told. Like, it's not told, but I can't think of another word. It's like the blessing, the energy of what's been taking place universally has just come and shaken everyone and said, it's time. Let go. Now. You have no option. No option. It's time. And those that are still holding on are being tested. But it's becoming easier and easier to let go. And I see so many people stepping into a new way of being. You may be feeling that there's a deep desire to do your life's work, your soul's purpose. You may have chosen more deeply and strongly to be of service. You may have expressed and completed a letting go of an unhealthy habit, relationship, pattern, attitude. And that a new way of being is here. Now this Saturday at 11:07 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, we have a full moon lunar eclipse. And this truly, truly is quite a mystical and magical event. Now since the lunar eclipse a couple of weeks ago, everything's been magnified and quite intense. Culminations, completions, beginning, a significant nature for us now. During the few days before and after this full moon, you may find that you're at a crossroads where a decision needs to be made. This could be of minor consequence or it could be of a major consequence. But there's choices, just specific life-changing, significant turning points taking place in our lives now. Take the time to be still, to go within, to really feel open to your heart, to your soul's desire and yearning, to ask, what is it that my soul would like me to do next? So let's just do that now. Just close your eyes, take your thoughts from your brow down into your heart, just feel your heart going down like an elevator, your brow, the thoughts going down from your brow like an elevator into your heart. Bring your sense of hearing into your heart and ask, what is my soul asking me to do next? What is the next step my soul would like me to take? We can gain a new understanding or see things, see our life in a new light. We may experience amazing and important realizations of what is taking place. Insights can occur that can give us greater clarity around whatever it is that we're challenged by, whatever it is that we're to step into. So at this time, relationships and partnerships may come to the fore, and any issues related to them may begin to have the light shone on it. Is there equal empowerment in your relationships? You may receive greater understanding and balance between yourself and others, between your needs and the needs of those around you. May find ways to restore order in your life, especially if you've been experiencing a lot of change, even turmoil and chaos. Order will start to come back into your life. So looking at these issues relating to being willing to act on something versus needing to weigh all possibilities and options, procrastination versus being impulsive, finding balance, where the middle path is, may need to bring some focus to a key area in your life rather than having your attention scattered everywhere. Align yourself with your origin, with your soul group, with your soul's purpose. Place your attention on what it is that you need to do and everyone else to do their own. So the full moon chart has a benevolent trine between the Sun and Jupiter, which emphasizes expansion of a positive and uplifting nature. You may find that something happens that clears the way for you to embark on a new venture or project, especially one that involves someone else during this time. This chart also aspects Uranus-Pluto square that is still impacting on us. So if you've been feeling anxious, restless, have the urge to impact impulsively through the feelings, Just take a breath, step back, breathe, release. So here's some questions to consider at this time. Where do you need greater balance in your life? What choices are before you now? Or what may be coming up soon? Do you have an alternative route or option that you can take now to get out of a rut? Are you in a rut? What can you do to get out? Is there a new territory that you're being called to enter? Do you feel supported? Or do you feel that your relationships are one-sided? Keep it uppermost in your mind that there is divine order underneath all that is happening now. It may help you to obtain balance during this time. The gift of this moon is to gain clarity as to whatever you can do to help your relationships or partnerships thrive. The gift of this full moon is to gain clarity as to what you can do to help help your relationships and partnerships thrive. So take the time over the coming days to surrender all that no longer serves, to connect and integrate the higher aspect of love within your being, and be still in thought, still in mind, still in physical body, as often as you can, so that you truly, truly make conscious connection with this Easter blessing and full moon lunar eclipse. So let us look at this Easter blessing. It is an age-old ceremony where a great blessing of light is poured from the heavens, is poured forth since the beginning of time. It is the crucifixion, the resurrection of the light. And you have the opportunity to surrender all that has been crucified within your own being, all that is illusionary within your own being, and resurrect the light within your own heart and breast. Breathe in the light and breathe out all the cares of the day. Breathing in the light and breathing out all that no longer serves. Breathing in the light until you feel that you become light, that you are light. Breathe, relax, and be. Now feel as if you're rising higher and higher and higher, high onto a mountaintop, where you connect with the blessing of the Christ light, the Easter blessing of the third aspect of the Trinity, the aspect of the light, the building of the light. Just breathe. Open your heart like your heart is opening, like a flower opens to the sunlight. See at the center of this flower a still, clear flame, the diamond in the heart of your rose. Feel as if you are rising higher and higher. And you just breathe. And with each out breath, you surrender all that you feel has been crucified. All that you feel is the illusion of being crucified. Any problems, any stresses, just breathe. You don't need to do anything but breathe. Surrendering all crucifixion, Breathe. Receive the light. Receive the love. And you are now seated upon a crystalline tablet that is a throne that is made of diamond. And the light and crystalline structure within your own being is illumined and amplified with love. Breathe and receive. Breathe and receive. Breathe and receive. You see the resurrection of the light pouring forth from every cell of your being. Breathe and receive. Breathe and receive. Breathe and receive. Silence your thoughts, silence your mind, receive the light, the blessing of the light, the resurrection of the light within your whole being. you may choose to silently say, I am the resurrection and the light. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Breathe, receive, be. When we begin to breathe more deeply, anchoring the light into your physical body, in through the crown of your head, through your skull, through your neurological pathway, creating new pathways of flowing with life, having faith and believing that all is well. Breathing the light down your spine, into your base, down into your chest and lungs and heart. Breathing the light down into your torso, into your organs, into the spaces between the cells and your cells. Breathing the light down into your buttocks, down your legs, through your feet, and into the earth. Breathing, relaxing, and being. So let us just feel our centers with the vibration of the silver equal sided cross within the circle of light. And we place this symbol, this ancient and sacred symbol, upon our crown, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral, spleen, which is on the left at the back, the sacral and the base of the spine. We see ourselves a circle in light, and we do this 7 times, coming up through the left foot on the in-breath, round the top of the head and going down the right side, coming back underneath the feet to complete the circle. And we do this together, one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. And seven. We see a spiral of light coming from deep within the earth, through your left foot, circling the body seven times clockwise like a corkscrew, all the way up to the crown of the head and straight down your spine, grounding you back deeply into the earth. And may we truly remember our magnificence, our light, and our reason for being on this earth. So that we may serve in humility, with love and wisdom. So it looks as if we should have time for one quick call. So I'm just about to put online the last four digits, live online 1611. You are live and on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. Going through some massive changes where I'm considering and very close to moving out of some place I've been for decades, and it's very scary to me. And I guess it's the last bit of fear is that it's a place that's rent controlled. And am I doing the right thing? Oh, goodness, there's a lot of fear with it, and it's just a massive change.
Okay, and may I get your first name, thanks?
It's Helena.
Helena, which part of the world are you from, Helena?
I'm in the New York City area.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Helena, well, how I work is I'll ask a couple of questions, and by you simply saying yes, sets it in motion. It's as if you tell the universe, yes, I will allow this to happen, or I'll allow whatever is to take place to let go of whatever is in my way. So are you happy to work with me this way?
Yes.
Okay, so just take your thoughts from your brow and just sort of see them coming down on an elevator into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Sit in your heart and just seeing your heart opening more and more fully. And see the still, clear flame at the center of your heart. This is the source of all your strength, all your wisdom, all your power, all your peace. When there is any form of fear, drop into this space and allow yourself to breathe in the vibration of peace. Helena, will you allow yourself to let go of the fear of the unknown? Saying yes out loud sets it in motion.
Yes.
Breathe. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. You allow yourself to know that you will not be killed this lifetime for serving your purpose. Will you accept and allow this now? Saying yes out loud sets it in motion.
Yes.
Keep breathing. Will you allow yourself to know at every level of your being that it is safe to be on earth and speak your truth? Saying yes out loud sets it in motion.
Yeah.
Breathe, releasing all fear from the past, keeping the lessons and learning. All fear from past lives of speaking your truth and serving the light. Will you allow this now?
Yes.
Keeping the lessons and learning but letting go of all that no longer serves. Breathe. Opening your palms, your hands. Letting go of the need to hold and control. You allow yourself to let go of the need to control any form, any area in your life.
Yeah.
Breathe. Opening your heart more fully, knowing that you are safe, you are safe, you are loved beyond measure, you are at peace. And you are free to be you. Breathe and be. Keep breathing. You are safe. You are loved. You are lovable. Breathe. Will you allow yourself to let go of the fear of being judged?
Yeah.
Breathe. Will you allow yourself to let go of all the words that have been spoken upon you that is not of love? Keeping the lessons and learning, but letting go of the energy and the connection to the people who have spoken them upon you from all time, space, and dimensions. Will you let this go now? Keeping the lessons and learning. Breathing.
Yeah.
Will you let this go? Breathe. Will you allow yourself to receive the light and be a servant of the light, rededicating yourself to the light?
Yeah.
Breathe. Taking the chains from your shoulders, dropping them to the ground, seeing them instantly disintegrated. The brilliant door of white light is before you. If you choose, open the door, close it behind you as you walk through. Enter into the center of a room that is illuminated with light. Sit upon the seat, the crystalline structure that is in the center of this temple. And allow yourself to receive the next stage of your journey, knowing you're safe, you're sound, you're free, and it is time. Free. Keep breathing. Can you tell me what's taking place in your body, how you're feeling?
Tears are in my eyes. I'm just feeling intense emotion.
Okay, just keep your heart open. Keep breathing and allowing the last little bit that no longer serves to just move through vibrationally. And receiving all the goodness, all the love, and why you are here. Freeing yourself. How are you feeling now?
Calmer.
Beautiful. Ensure that every time any form of self-doubt comes, drop from your brow into your heart and sit in that space and send forth the light to whichever part of your body is feeling constricted. Whenever you want to know an answer, drop into your heart. And know from the deepest depths of your being that all is well. You are never alone. You are always guided. You are always supported. And you are loved beyond comprehension. So tonight, Helena, drink lots of water. If you can, have a bath or a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And as early a night as you possibly can.
Thank you.
Much love to you.
Thank you.
Great strength and deep, deep peace. And that is our call for today. For those of you who are in Australia and holding a weekend retreat at the White Eagle Lodge in Mullaney next weekend, and those of you who are all over the world, I begin my mentoring sessions on the 19th, Sunday the 19th of April, 6 weeks mentoring sessions where we speak once a week on Google Plus. You receive meditation in the morning to prepare you for the day, one in the evening to release the day, and there's a theme for the week where you'll receive an MP3 recording to connect with the specific energy to bring through and integrate within your own being. Have a look at the link below. Sign up to all the free gifts that are on the website if you would like a reading, a healing, or to find out more about the 6 weeks mentoring intensive. Click the link below and I shall speak with you and answer any questions you have. Remember, amplify your spirit, activate yourself, and shine as you are meant to shine. Tracy Rhodes from Sailor Healing.